Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Laura Shelton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She and her mother, Charlotte Shelton, have written a book called The Next Revolution, what Gen X women want at work and how their boomer bosses can help them get it. Laura is a television news reporter and award-winning reporter at the Fox affiliate in New Orleans, Louisiana. She is the Gen Xer of the pair. Her mother is a boomer, and as I say, they've written this book together, and Laura now joins us to talk to us about it. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, one of the things my audience knows is that I've covered this topic of Gen Xers quite a bit before, mm-hmm. with other authors, with my own thoughts on this issue. And one of the main things that we have tried to get across to our audience is that the Gen X folks, the generation between early 60s and early 80s, have different values. They're motivated differently than my generation and your mother's generation, which is the baby boom generation.
They certainly have very different values, and we think it's because of the different ways that they were brought up. You know, I mean, there are different cultural things and historical things going on when Xers grew up versus when boomers grew up, and we think that kind of helped play into shaping the Gen Xers being different than the boomers.
Right. Well, one of the most interesting parts of your book, it's a great book, by the way.
Thank you.
Is this table one, actually, which identifies the generational differences, and it's very fascinating the way you've columnized these differences. You've got the traditionalists, which are the old fogies, right? And then you got the
grandparents. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Then you got the boomers, which are my generation, the people born in the late 40s, mid to late 40s, and all the way up to the early 60s. And then you got the Gen Xers, which is your generation, mm-hmm. typically 42 or 3 and under, right?
Right. In our survey, we used the birth dates between 1964 and 1977 because we started this a couple of years ago, and we wanted our Generation Xers to have had, you know, 4 years of work experience or so.
I see.
In order to respond. But, you know, yeah, a lot of times people consider Xers born between like 64 and 1980.
Right.
So that,
right.
that's kind of the range we're
but
talking
you wanted,
about.
But you used those dates because you wanted the people you talked to have had some experiences that would give you the richest responses for your book.
Exactly, because we were asking them questions about their experiences at work, so we definitely needed them to have been in the workforce long enough to have had some experience.
Now, in your book, you focus on women Gen Xers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did you do that? Why did you discriminate against the guys?
Well, I guess in our survey of 1,200 Xers, we actually interviewed Gen X men and women, and the breakdown turned out to be about 60% female, 40% male.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we focused on women, Gen X women in the book, is just partially because of just my relationship with my mom, and we're the co-authors, and we were curious about the legacy that the baby boomer women had passed on to their Gen X daughters. So we thought that was interesting enough to explore on its own.
What was the most remarkable part of that? That thing that the boomer mothers passed on to their daughters?
Well, one thing that really surprised me, because I think a lot of boomer women who had daughters, you know, went out there and broke glass ceilings and did what they could to make a name for themselves in the working world. And I think a lot of it was about accomplishments for themselves, but a lot of it was about leveling the playing field for the future, and you know, for my generation, and giving us all kinds of opportunities. But when we made up the survey, we asked all of our Xers, who was the greatest influence on their career decisions, your mother or your father, expecting that a lot of Gen X women would say their mothers. And in fact, an overwhelming majority of Gen Xers said their fathers had more influence on their careers than their mothers.
So basically, the Gen X women are ingrates. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think a lot of boomer women might call us whiners.
You're just a bunch of ingrates is what it sounds like to me.
Well, I think what we're looking at the workplace, and I mean, I certainly, you know, recognize and appreciate everything the boomer women did to give us the opportunities that we had. But I think we're as the title of the book, The Next Revolution, indicates, we're looking to make change in the workplace just like they did. And
you know,
instead of being after, you know, getting a chance, I think we're after finding a more balanced way to do work.
You know what, though, Laura, and no disrespect to your research, and I want to get into that a little bit more, but I believe, being the father of two Gen Xers, a daughter and a son, I believe it's too early in your generation's lives to know who fully influenced you. I mean, I think you know who influenced you now, but I think if parents are looking for some kind of a payday from their children, I think that's going to take another 10 to 20 years.
No, I think you're right. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes.
And I look back, the reason I say that is because I look back, if you'd asked me when I was 35, 40, how much of an influence my dad had on my life, I would have said, well, he worked me too hard. You know, he used corporal punishment too much. But now I look back, my dad's gone now. And now I look back, and it's not sentimentality at all. I look back and I realize now, and I was able to tell him before he died these things, but I look back and I realize what an impact both of my parents had on me.
Right.
And I wouldn't have been able to have said that at 35 or 40.
You know, and I wonder too if it's not when Xers get further down the road with career accomplishments, which, you know, just naturally comes with age, if they're not more appreciative of their job and perhaps of the influence their parents had on them. I think you might be right.
But there are some things that really are different. Let me give you an example, folks. I love this table, Laura. Boomers, their defining values for boomers is personal gratification, wellness, and success. For Xers, it's balance, self-reliance, and pragmatism. Those are your defining values. Is that true of you, Laura?
I think it certainly is. One of the other lines on that table that I love is work ethic. And the boomers we describe as driven, and the Xers we describe as balanced. And I think it's kind of a difference you see in boomers who are willing to make huge sacrifices to succeed in their careers, and Xers who are walking away from success in some cases so they don't have to make those sacrifices.
And that's why, when we come back, Laura, that's why we need to land on that, because that's a critical issue for those of us who hire and manage Gen Xers. We need to know this stuff, folks, or we're not going to be successful with this whole generation. 20 after, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Laura Shelton, the co-author and the daughter in the duo of the book, The Next Revolution. And her mother is Charlotte Shelton, and she's the boomer in the family, and she's actually has joined us now. I've asked to get Laura and Charlotte on the show. And Laura, thanks for staying with me. And Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on having such an accomplished daughter.
Well, she's terrific.
And both of your covers, both your pictures are on the cover. And so, you know, I have to say congratulations to Grandma, too. and Grandpa, you got both are lovely ladies. And Laura, Charlotte, we were just talking about the differences between boomers and Gen Xers. And we were just about to talk about the challenges that people like me, who is a boomer, but I was brought up in the marketplace by the traditionalists. So I've got some baggage. I've got some 20th century baggage, like a lot of boomer managers do. And we were just talking about the different values that boomers have compared to Gen Xers, and it creates a management challenge for boomer managers and owners when they're hiring and managing and employing Gen Xers, doesn't it?
It certainly does. We see the world very differently.
Yeah. Well, you're a management professor. I know you teach management all over the world. What do you tell managers that they need to know when they're dealing with Gen Xers?
Well, they need to know that they come to work expecting a whole lot more balance and flexibility than we, their boomer managers and parents, expected when we entered the workplace.
When you and I showed up, we were glad to have a job. When the boss said, jump, we jumped, didn't we?
We did. We may have complained about it behind the boss's back, but we certainly didn't challenge the boss's face.
But Gen Xers don't jump, do they?
We don't jump. And I think if you think about it, my grandparents, your parents, the traditionalists, had set this example of, you know, being in a job for life. I mean, yeah. they were there to get the gold watch at the end of their careers. And I mean, Xers don't even see it that way. The average Gen Xer in her 20s right now stays in a job for 1.1 years.
Yeah.
They're just job hopping.
Well, you're right. Charlotte, you and I, and a number of our generation, Charlotte, even though I know you're quite a bit younger than me, a lot of our generation even began their careers contemplating their retiring with that company, and many of them did, but no Gen Xer does that, do they?
No, they... As Laura said, they're turning over jobs every 1.1 year, and they don't even understand the concept of loyalty.
Right.
And they've learned that partly from watching us, because while we may have expected to stay with a company for a long time, many of us have been downsized or right-sized or outplaced or whatever you want to call it. And so it didn't really work for us either. We only have to look around and see, you know, the layoff statistics to know that.
Well, what I've said, Laura, and I'm going to hand it over to you in a second. What I've said, Charlotte, is that the job security myth has always been a myth.
It has
But it's only been in the last 20 years that myth has become dispelled, and the Gen Xers have watched that while you and I have experienced it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Laura, how does that manifest to you when you go to work for a company? How does that manifest? And what is someone who wants to hire you and manage you and have you be their employee, what do they need to know about that?
Well, I think loyalty to a workplace, a job, or a company is just, I mean, it's like a foreign word to us.
Laura, pardon me. Charlotte, you said this. Laura, you just said this. As a person who believes loyalty is important in any organization, that's very troubling to me to hear you say that.
Well, I certainly think there are ways to create and you know, grow loyalty within Gen Xers, but I just don't think a lot of companies out there are focusing on it right now.
So what you're saying, are you saying then, Laura, that it's not that Gen Xers are incapable of loyalty, it's just that you don't give it unconditionally, it has to be earned?
I think so, and I think that the problem is that a lot of boomers look at loyalty, you know, the same way that maybe their parents did or have created their own sense of loyalty, and to us, Gen Xers, we see ourselves as kind of, our value is in ourselves, and we know that if we lose our job, then the only thing that we have to take to a new place is, you know, the things we have learned and our skills and our talents, and if...
That's the self-reliant part of Gen Xers that boomers didn't, we didn't begin our career with, Charlotte, but we had to wind up our career with that, didn't we?
We did, and, you know, we can look at that, and as a boomer, I can look at that, and it can look pretty narcissistic, or I can look at it a different way and see it as self-reliance. And so I think we boomers are challenged to see that kind of independence and self-reliance positively and learn what we need to do to evoke it. And there's some very specific things a boomer boss can do to get increased loyalty.
Well, and I want you guys, will you two come back another day and let's talk about this some more?
We'd love to.
I'd appreciate that. That's the right answer, by the way. You have a website where the book's available?
We do, www.wisework.com, or it's on any of the online bookstores.
Wisework.com, is that right?
You got it.
And wherever books are sold. Ladies, thank you for being here. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Laura and Charlotte Shelton, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Next Revolution. Check it out. It's a very important book. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.